Glad you guys are all here. Yeah, the title of this message tonight is called Commanded to Honor. So this quarter, we've been going through our series called Commanded to Love. We're commanded to love God and love others. So this series focuses on Matthew 22, 37 to 39, and how that relates to the Ten Commandments. So just as a refresher, Matthew 22:37 to 39, it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." In previous Wednesday night meetings, we went over the first four commandments, which covered how we're commanded to love God. And tonight, we're going to be going over the fifth commandment. And I'm actually really excited to talk about this because it really sets the tempo of how we're commanded to love others. So what is the fifth commandment? It can be found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. It says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." So how do you know if the way that you're treating your mother and father is honorable? And to what end do I honor my parents? I want to answer these questions and walk through what Scripture says about honoring your parents. I want to share some specific ways in which you can apply this commandment. And finally, I want to describe how this is a stepping stone for how you honor others. And I realize that we're in a group of 40 of us. We've all had different upbringings, and I understand that, honoring your mother and honoring your father might be, a sensitive topic for various reasons. I hope to, as well tonight to bring some insight on your situation, wherever you may be as well. So I'm gonna go ahead and open us in prayer, and then we'll jump right in. God, I just really thank you for everyone here. I thank you for just giving us your word, and I thank you for this time that we get to worship together on campus. And I pray that you would really open up our hearts, move us. I pray that you, through the Holy Spirit, just lead us to what next steps we should take. And I pray that we just really continue walk away just honoring you above all else and honoring, our parents. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's really interesting how God emphasizes the importance of family structure, and he dedicates this one whole commandment to it. God instituted parents as authority figures in a child's life. The role of a father and a mother are to care, to love for, to protect, and to educate children in the Lord. The child must respect the authority given by God. And the Hebrew word in this passage, honor, means heavy or weighty. And parents have a weighty responsibility of raising a child. They're to take care of a baby who can't take care of themselves. As a child grows up, they have a responsibility of showing honor and respect to their parents. I want to clarify, too, that parents are not perfect and all sons and daughters are not 100% obedient. We're all flawed, but when both of these roles are done correctly, daily life will actually go well, as it says later in that passage. Your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And so let's look at other passages in places in the Bible where it says obeying parents can be found. When we look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, we see Solomon, he writes, "Hear, my child, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants on your neck." So the value of instruction and teaching is compared to a garland and a pendant. A pendant is like a necklace. So the image of wearing this garland, a necklace, represented success, and it signified royalty. When Joseph was promoted to be in charge of Egypt, the Pharaoh gave Joseph a gold chain to wear around his neck. When Daniel was proclaimed third highest ruler in Babylon, he was given a gold chain and he put it around his neck. So we should treasure our parents' instructions and we should treasure their teaching. In Colossians, Paul wrote in chapter 3, verse 20, he says, Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Showing obedience to mom and dad is actually pleasing to God. So doing your chores, following curfew hours, running last-minute errands, they should be done with a good attitude. The old saying, you know, attitude is everything, is very true. If you stomp your foot, if you roll your eyes, if you talk back, and you still manage to do what they say, your behavior is actually, your attitude is actually not honoring to your parents. It can hurt your relationship with them, and it wouldn't be actually pleasing to God. Another example of obedience in action is surrounding Jesus's childhood. When Jesus was 12, he spent time in places of worship, he answered questions, and he understood what was being discussed at these places of worship, at these temple courts. Mary, his mother, was worried about him because he couldn't be found for several days. You can look, I don't really know exactly how they lost track of him, but for several days they lost track of Jesus. This is at the end of Luke 2. But she said, when they found him, she said, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why are you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. So even, just a side note, even at the age of 12, Jesus was really aware of his unique relationship with God the Father. And he also recognized the authority of his earthly parents, and he was obedient to them. If we see in Luke chapter 2, verse 51, it says, "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart." Mary was well pleased when Jesus submitted himself to her and Joseph's leadership. He was not only obedient throughout his life to God the Father, but also he honored Mary and Joseph. We should follow the example that Jesus had set. So what implications does this have for us? You're at a unique stage in your life where, you know, you're away from home. A lot of you, like, you have parents who are supporting you, and in a lot of ways, maybe you're not off of their support and you're kind of on your own. Many of you might have a good relationship with your parents, and some of you might not have so great of a relationship with them. In either situation, you should show them honor that they are due, not based on how well they raised you, but because of the very position that God gave them in your life. In some ways that you can apply this, first off, is to express gratitude and thankfulness for their sacrifice. There's a ton of sacrifice that they've made that you're probably unaware of. Time, money, you know, energy, like staying up late at night, taking care of you. And it's one thing to acknowledge their sacrifice before God or to say thank you for them buying you a meal. But when you actually communicate your gratitude for specifically their sacrifice, it'll actually mean a ton to them. It'll mean a lot. For some of you, this might already be something you do constantly, and I want to champion that. I'd encourage you to don't let that up. But if you're like me, this concept, it seems new. It's not like completely foreign, but it's like something new that I haven't actually practiced regularly. I'd encourage you guys to give your parents a call later tonight, specifically share with them what you're thankful for them for, like what they sacrificed. Other ways that you can honor your parents is to speak well of them. Don't talk bad about them behind their back. Look them in the eye when you talk to them. Be courteous and communicate that you actually love them. A common pitfall you may encounter is when you visit home on breaks or when you go home for the weekend. Your parents might not be Christians, but you're here, you know, at Challenge. You're learning, you're growing in your relationship with God. Praise God. But you don't want to come across as prideful or arrogant by telling them that how they raised you was wrong. And this would only bring up red flags, and it could even further push them away from their interest in proclaiming Christ as Lord and Savior. And lastly, this next approach in honoring them is something further down the line, but I do want to put it on your radar. And the last point right here is, but it's to take care of them. You want to take care of your mom and dad. So mom and dad, they're going to grow old. Their health is going to deteriorate. And it's going to be dangerous having them behind the wheel on the freeway at 90 years old. Like, they're, you got to take care of them. Like, they were taking care of you when you couldn't take care of yourself. How honorable would it be for you to replicate this care when they can no longer go to the grocery store? They can no longer drive to the grocery store, or they can no longer walk down the hall, or when they can no longer get out of bed. You know, maybe you were raised in a single parent household, or maybe your biological father or your biological mother weren't in the picture, or maybe sadly like one of your parents has passed away. And you may ask yourself, like, how does this commandment actually apply to my life? Well, you should continue to honor those who are currently in your life. You know, it may be only mom, or it may only be dad, or perhaps someone else raised you. Like, honor them. And if you're a follower of Christ, be joyful. You are a child of God. You are a member of Christ's family. I really love that example that Jesus set with back in Luke 2, but also Jesus made it clear in Matthew 12. So his mom and his siblings, they wanted to talk to him, but there were so many people like in the way while he was teaching, so they couldn't get through. If we look at verse 47, it says, someone told him, your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you. He replied to him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Pointing his fingers, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. So not only are we commanded to love our immediate family members, but we're also commanded to love other Christians. And I love in Colossians 6, verse 10, Paul says, so then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. So are there exceptions? We've seen what Scripture says about honoring parents, and I've shared specific ways in which you can live them out, but are there exceptions to honoring your parents? And the answer is yes. And one exception is if you're instructed to disobey God. A related example can be found in Acts 5. Peter and the apostles, they were under persecution. They were thrown in jail, because they were preaching the gospel. They were sharing the gospel. But God had miraculously like released them from jail, snuck them out somehow. And he instructed these apostles, hey, go to the temple courts, proclaim this new life that you have. So they did. And then once again, they got caught preaching the gospel, and they were told not to share. They stood before the teachers, the religious leaders at the time. And here's what Peter and the Apostle Paul's response was in verse 29. It says, we must obey God rather than human beings. We must obey God rather than human beings. So the religious leaders, their rules, and at the time, it did not supersede their own missional calling that the apostles had. You know, they stood up to the religious leaders' instructions to disobey God. If anyone, including your parents, forces you to disobey God, or causes you to commit or wants you to commit sin, I think it would be right to not honor that specific instruction that they give you. Another example would be if you start your own family. And again, like, I don't think this, I don't want to spend too much time on this because a lot of you guys, you aren't in this life circumstance of starting your own family. But, you know, if you want more, want to hear more about that, you can talk to someone who is in that life stage. And, I think they'll give you some like awesome insight. But when that happens, when you start your own family, that's a blessing from God. And you're going to be spending a lot more time, energy, and care, like starting up your family and loving them. That's a huge responsibility. And I'm not saying to once you start your family, you just disobey mom and dad and don't honor them at all. But it's rather like a shift in your own responsibility. You were, you know, as a single person, as a child, honoring them, but now you have this bigger responsibility of starting up your own family, leading your family, caring for them. So yes, there are some cases of that are okay in like not obeying your parents' instruction. And I do want to shift gears a little bit. It's important that the fifth commandment is lived out because it will actually overflow with how you respect like others who are outside of your own household. Generally speaking, if you aren't able to honor your mother and father well, you're going to have trouble respecting the other authority figures that God has included in your life. So what are the other sources of authority in your life? So this first one on your guys' handout, it's those advanced in years. Old people, like people who are elderly. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32, it says, "Stand up in the presence of the aged, show respect for the elderly, and revere your God. I am the Lord." We live in a culture. We live in a culture that champions youth and pop culture. The elderly are regarded as old, insignificant, out of date, but quite the opposite is true. You can learn a lot from someone if you actually humble yourself. So ask questions about life advice. That would be a great next step to the next person that you see or like who is in advanced in years. So in the past 3 years, I picked up several hobbies, and I like teaching my stuff. I like teaching myself a bunch of stuff like online. I like getting inspiration from Instagram, and I watch so much YouTube content to like intake and like to teach myself. But I ran into a big problem. And there's only a limited amount of things that I can teach myself. I wanted to seek advice from those who had been doing these hobbies for years. Some of them were even in their 70s, and their advice was irreplaceable. Another example of authority which God instituted is the government. You can look at Romans 13, the passage 1 through 7. I'm only going to go through verses 1 through 2. I'll read it. It says right here, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves." So Paul wrote, and he acknowledged, that civil government is ordained by God. Rebelling against governing authorities not only ignores their leadership, but you're rebelling against God. And what does not go away unscathed, there are legitimate consequences which these authorities have the ability to carry out. The last authority represents, you know, closely that of a parent. God has spiritual leaders in your life to help you in your walk with God. So that's the last point right there, is spiritual leaders. So this may be a pastor, or it may be someone who's personally discipling you. I want to go over a couple of passages. It's Hebrews 13. The first one is Hebrews 13, 17, which says, "Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you." And then the second passage is found in 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 13. It says, "Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work." So hold those spiritual leaders in your life with the highest regard. They care for you, they love you, and they want to see you grow in your relationship with Christ. So ask yourself, do I tend to talk a lot, or do I ask questions? Am I defensive about how I'm living in sin, or am I open about being teachable? Am I open about to being willing to make changes to repent of my sin? Don't be burdensome, but be teachable. So we've explored tonight, like, God has instituted that parents have this heavy, this weighty responsibility of raising children. And to honor your parents means honoring God himself. You should honor your parents, not based on how well they parent you, but because God has placed them with authority in your life. We're commanded to love others. It may be hard following your parents' leadership because they've sinned in so many ways, but really you can look to God, who is divine and who's perfect and who perfectly exemplifies his love by sending Jesus to die on the cross. We're commanded to love God first and foremost, and we're commanded to love others. Honoring your parents is the root of how we begin loving your neighbor. Let's pray. God, I just really thank you for this time that we all have together. I pray that you would just really move us to think of ways and really act on ways in which we can honor our mother and our father. And I pray that we would just continue to make you the center of our lives. And I pray that through obeying this fifth commandment, that we would learn to honor and honor those other authorities that you have instituted in our lives. And I pray that we would also, this would be a stepping stone to loving others around us. I pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.